Well, as we've been saying, there's little cell phone or internet service across Sonoma County, so people can't get news. But Santa Rosa radio station KZST has become something of a lifeline. This pop and classic rock station transformed into an essential news source. Nina Ginsler-Debs of KALW visited the station and has this report.
Early Monday morning, KZST owner Gordon Zlot was sure his station was about to burn to the ground. He could see flames just a few feet from the building.
We've been here for almost 35 years, and this is my whole life right here. I was fully prepared to walk away and have the building be in ashes.
Employees were advised to evacuate Monday morning, but came back to save what they could. They fought encroaching flames with their own fire extinguishers until the fire department finally arrived and put them out. Once the station was saved, then the team at KZST really got to work.
The weather has changed from yesterday. The red flag warning was lifted this morning, so the overcast morning.
Starting about midday on Monday, KZST and their four affiliate stations cut all their normal programming, including their ads. They've been airing nothing but live coverage of the Northern California wildfires around the clock.
Southerly winds this afternoon, another wind event expected tomorrow and on into Thursday.
It's been really difficult to get reliable, updated information here in Santa Rosa. Many people don't have internet. Cell service is down in parts of the area, as is TV access. So for some Sonoma County residents, radio is all they have.
Yes. I'm double-checking. Are we evacuating in Geyserville?
Yes.
When I walk into the studios on Tuesday evening, all the cubicles are dark, the offices empty. Everyone who's here is either in studio recording or darting in and out to bring information to the on-air hosts. An engineer runs around, desperately trying to fix equipment.
Kite string and paper clips, whatever it takes to get, a phone line running.
Creative director Karen Lehman is right outside the studio, taking a much-needed break.
And so when something horrific happens, it's all hands on deck. Anybody that can get here safely gets here.
And it truly has been all hands on deck.
If you are up on the hills in Bennett Valley, you need to be evacuating. I know you don't want to lose your home. Nobody would want to, but life over property.
Frank Colbertus is the station's regional sales manager. On-air time is not part of his job description. But today, he's been live for hours, giving out his personal cell phone to anyone who has information to share or a question they need answered.
843-816-7253 is my text if you've got information.
That loud buzzing noise you hear under Colbertus, that's a fan. It smells pretty smoky in the studio.
Thank goodness to Eric who just got the fan going in here because it's been amazingly hot. We're running off a generator, so obviously the air conditioning.
Much of the information is coming from listeners texting or calling to share what they're seeing or experiencing.
Shiloh and Flott Road is a controlled burn. This is confirmed.
Yes.
And it's pretty much out. There's not much smoke now at all.
Darren McCormick is an afternoon host, and just one of many Santa Rosa residents whose home is in an evacuation zone. In fact, he learned the news only a few minutes before sitting down with me.
This has been a nightmare. I was saying earlier when I first came on the air, I said, can I wake up now?
And even though the fires are still nowhere near fully contained, station owner Gordon Zlot says we need to think ahead.
Well, I think we've learned that we really weren't prepared, not only we, but I think all of California. If we had the big earthquake, you're not going to have cell, you're not going to have power, you're not going to have the internet, you're not going to have television, you won't have anything. What do you do? Now, you might have the radio, and that's where we come in.
Wednesday morning, KZST's generator failed, and they scrambled to find another backup power source. But they were only off air for about an hour and a half before staffers were back on the mic. And they tell me they'll be here, not knowing when they'll get to sign off.
Colbertus, we're going to be with you throughout the evening and as long as we need to be to keep you informed.
For Here and Now, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs in Santa Rosa.